Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Well, it's entirely possible we could be having a technical difficulty that would include my not hearing Mary, but her hearing me, and everyone listening to the show hearing me, or my not hearing Mary, and her not hearing me at all, and no one hearing me, then I would be talking to myself, which I have done before. You guys, I did an entire 15-minute show one day going down the road, US 1, headed on an errand of mercy, and pretty much the same thing happened, and I did the whole show, and it was a great show, believe me, but in the end, I wasn't even connected, but it was all right. Turns out I actually got out of my car.
Yeah,
oh,
Mary?
There you are.
What are we going to talk about tomorrow?
The sky's the limit. But since we only have 15 minutes, why don't we talk about quantum physics?
Nah, that's too simple.
What do you want to talk about tomorrow?
Rocket surgery and brain science have been talked to death. What do you think about the color green?
I think it's great. I'll talk about green any day.
Gene, what will we talk about tomorrow if nobody calls the show?
Maybe we can talk about yard sales, or maybe the fact that nobody called the show. Hey, Mary, are you ready for tomorrow's trivia question?
I sure am, but I think this time I'll give the answer at the start of the show and let our callers come up with the question.
That's awesome. Great idea. And we can talk about our favorite Be Unique stories, psychics, colors, trees, what trees think about people.
Quantum physics, rockets to Mars, Be Unique documentaries, cat's whiskers.
Well, cat's whiskers, I would like to know more about, I think, because I know nothing at all about them, and I do know some cats.
These are all some of the topics we might cover on weekdays at noon on Be Unique Radio when you take a break with Gene and Mary.
Gene and Mary. And you know, if we aren't talking about something you want to talk about, you could always call in
516-418-5651.
That's right. Check us out at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org.
Hey, Gene, can you hear me now?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. I was having difficulties again.
Well, you persevered, and I was just sitting here thinking, I forgot all about those really cool things we recorded that kind of talk about stuff we want to talk about. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. We had Jennifer call in, help us create those, and there's so much to talk about.
Oh, yeah. So 15 minutes isn't even barely gets us in the door.
But, you know, we're going to be doing a special Thanksgiving show. We're going to pre-record it, and I think you and I should take a little more time because there are a lot of people who maybe on Thanksgiving don't need a break. They need somebody to listen to. They can't talk to us. They won't be able to interact with us. But we need to set up a date later on this week maybe where we can do that and make that happen. But
definitely.
I want to say, number one, if anybody's calling in, let me see if I can work this studio from – I'm actually on my phone. No, I guess I can't do it from my phone. Okay. I don't know how – so, folks, I'm going to say up front, if you call in, I apologize. I won't be able to let you into the studio. So be sure to email contact jeanandmary@ mm-hmm. gmail.com and let me know you tried to call in.
Please.
A lot of technical difficulties going on. We're on the tail end of Mercury retrograde. That mm-hmm. makes things like this electronic communication difficult.
Definitely.
But there's a lot of good things from Mercury retrograde, too. And I
yeah.
want to just, it gives you a minute to sit back and think and take a break and, you know, just take a break and reconnect. It's really
Absolutely.
Good for researching and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because I can't be in my little home studio and I can't access my computer while I'm on my phone, because if I take my phone into my office, there will be a real big reverberation, a big gigantic
okay.
echo. So
All right.
I'm having to call in to the show just to carry it on. That means I can't read the hints for this week, but I might be able to remember them.
You know, and what's today, Thursday?
Thursday.
Well, you know, and I can, let me see if I can do it, get on my thing here and do it.
Okay.
I mean, tomorrow's the big day that we'll be actually
yes.
doing the drawing, I know. Let's see here if I have any luck with
well,
this.
We haven't had a lot of interaction this week.
No.
However,
well,
Kathy Price was on the show with us yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I count that as interaction.
Absolutely. And
she loaned me her phone. She
yeah,
loaned me her phone so I could actually do my part of the show.
Yeah. She called in, she appeared live and loaned your phone. That sounds like
yeah,
three entries
that's
to me.
Pretty interactive. So if anybody else wants to compete with Kathy for the prize, they're going to have to get on the stick. They got basically 24 hours to contact
yeah.
jeanandmary@gmail.com.
Yes.
And with a lot
All
of
right.
luck and a little perseverance, my home setup will work. I mean, when I first logged in, I could hear it on my speakers, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
then it got to like a minute countdown, and I couldn't hear anything. It just stopped working. It happens sometimes.
Yeah.
I think these
well,
things
and,
happen
and
to
we got,
see.
Well, and I was
I think
able
these
to
things
find,
happen. Stop talking. I'm talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. My earphone fell out.
No, I'm saying I think these things happen to see how innovative we can be and see if we're really committed to this stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What were you going to say?
I'm all over. Well, just what you just said, attitude and gratitude comes back to what we were going to talk about. And I was
yeah.
just going to see if I could find this. And a lot of times I can't. For some reason, my internet doesn't work when I'm doing
yeah.
shows sometimes.
Well, I know
but,
that the question is,
but,
what
but I did find
city?
It today.
Oh, did you? Okay, go for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay, it is, which city hosted the Summer Olympics in 2012? And the hints are as follows. More than 300 languages are spoken in this city.
Mm.
Number two, blue plaques hand where Karl Marx, Charles Darwin.
I was supposed to say
still...
hang. I think I
oh,
typed it wrong.
Hang. Oh, okay. Hang. Plaques. Hang. Okay. Sure. I can't see with my glasses or without them. So.
No, I think that's
All
my
right,
typo.
Cool.
I need to go back and fix that.
Okay. So then the blue plaques hang where Karl Marx, Charles Darwin, Sylvia Plath, Charles Dickens, Jimi Hendrix, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Florence Nightingale, and hundreds of other famous people lived in this city. And number three, hint number three, this city has one.
Yesterday, hint.
170 museums mm-hmm, from yesterday.
That's a lot of museums.
That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot. I can think of cities that have museums, but I don't think they would fit a lot of the other clues. Okay, and now today's Thursday, so we should do hint four, too?
Hint four.
Okay. 1.265 billion people use this city's underground mass transit system each year. That's slightly more than the population of India. Whoa, I just kind of ran out of breath thinking of that.
Well, I'm
That's
sitting here.
Well.
Even though I know the answer, when you read that, I thought right off the bat, New York City.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that New York City has never hosted an Olympic event.
Right, right, yeah. Uh-uh.
So, and I know New York City has a lot of famous people who've lived there. There are a lot of languages spoken in New York City. There are a lot of museums. But I also know that the Olympics has never held an event there. So I'm just telling this to our listeners, you can cross New York City off your list.
Yeah. And all those languages spoken, too, that kind of narrows it down.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about gratitude. And I am,
okay.
I know that you're a very grateful human being. I am, too. And I think that's part of what drew us to each other. And Jennifer and Lynn and all of the people that we've been connected with, you know, Marion at Green Gables and, you know, everybody that I know, it seems like, or not everybody. I mean, there are some Debbie Downers, but, you know, so many people are so grateful and they live a life with an attitude of gratitude. And there are some that are like always bubbly and grateful. But I have a lot to be grateful for. But I want to focus on one thing. Yesterday was so much fun. And
yes.
Kathy Price, it just kind of worked out. I mean, she lives on the others. Well, okay, let's put it like this. She lives 2 hours away from me, which makes her 3 hours away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me about a week, maybe a week and a half ago, if I'd like to come to this little farmer's market in Okahumpka, Florida. And I thought, well, Jennifer's going to be out of town. I don't want to go alone. But I said, let me think about it. And so then all of a sudden, you know, we had our show. And when we finished with the show, I thought, I should ask Jean. So I just sent you a text, said, do you want to go? I figured, okay, if he goes, great. If he doesn't, that's no big deal. And you said, yeah, I can't wait to take the show on the road.
Yeah.
And so we did. And then Jennifer's plans changed. She was able to go with us. Lynn was also going to join us, but she was unable to due to some difficulties on her end with appointments and, you know, schedule changes. However, we had a great time. Now, one of the reasons we were going was we were expecting a live TV news channel to come do live interviews. Well, that didn't happen. Probably because Hurricane Etta trumped us. You know, that was just like a bigger news story, I'm sure. But
sure.
It may be there next week. I don't know. I didn't hear anything about that. And it doesn't matter. We're going next week.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I got to check something.
And we're going to make it even better.
Oh, man. Is it time to go?
Oh, is it?
Yeah. But we could talk for a minute longer. I want to hear what you're grateful for today.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to take it would take a lot more than a minute, you know.
You
honestly,
know what? That's what we talk about for Thanksgiving.
Well, sure. That's a good time.
Why don't we make thankfulness our clue, I mean our topic for our extended show?
Yeah. Well, I mean
I'll get with you after this show.
That was what it's all about, you know, gratitude. That's why, you know what? I got to tell you this. I quit pretty much celebrating holidays years back because every single one that came up, I'm thinking, okay, I really, in my heart, I would like to be able to live this way and think this way all the time. And so I did, and, you know, it's
well,
so much better. Well,
the holidays have become excuses for commercialism, purchasing.
Right, instead of reminding.
Buying more stuff that nobody needs.
Mm-hmm. But I'll have to, on Thanksgiving, remind me this. I want to tell some stories, too, and I want to make sure that you remind me of the turkey recipe, the novelty turkey recipe that I saw and I'd love to try.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, maybe we can get her to call in and tell that story.
Maybe.
I'll invite her because after the show, I will call you back.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about when we can do the show because we're going to pre-record it. And then I'll reach out to her and ask her to call in.
Okay.
And it might be nice to have other people personally invited to call in and tell us, you know, talk about Thanksgiving for an hour
or
so.
Sure.
And,
yes.
And we'll just pre-record this and release it on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, and maybe everybody that listens to us and, you know, is wanting to be involved can call us at whatever point or contact GeneandMary@gmail.com and we'll hook up to put everybody on the show and we'll make it a show about everybody. Grateful.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. So I'll set this up. Well, you know what? I'm on the phone. I'm looking at my calendar. Why don't we? Let me grab my other calendar. You know,
well,
people can hear us planning and scheduling.
You know, yeah. Well, listen. I'll tell you what. Why don't we discuss this in a little bit because I'm afraid I have counted on my break being over and I remember I worked at a job one time where if you were 30 seconds late, 31 seconds late, you got a point.
Mm.
And then just back from your break and it didn't matter. And they stayed there for 30 days. Unless you got another point, they stayed another 30 days. And
oh
if you got
12,
you're fired. It didn't matter what, why or why. They said in training that somebody had a heart attack and went to the hospital and they got fired because they got points. Or no, they didn't. They got a point. That's what it was.
Anyway.
So.
All right. I'll call you back later. And I'll let you get back to work. And thank you, everybody, for taking a break with Gene and Mary.
It's
been delightful.
We love you.
We can't
Bye.
Wait to hear from you.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, bye.